The bracha of Atahu Atshele Nivra Ha'ayla continues with the most incredible line. Kadesh is Shimcha Magdish Shmecha, Kadesh is Shimcha Ba'ilamecha, Vishras Chatarim Sagbia Karnenu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Makadesh Shimcha Barabim. Sanctify your name through those who sanctify your name, and sanctify your name in the universe. Through your salvation, may you exalt and raise our pride. Baruch Atah Hashem, who sanctifies your name amongst the multitudes. Kiddush Hashem, Rav Dessler explains, is the mitzvah ha'ikaris, the main mitzvah in the Torah. Or as the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah says, the Pharisim ha'emena hazeis ha'mitis ba'ilam, that Klal Yisrael are meant to be a PR company for Hashem, spreading the name of God throughout all of humanity, that every human being should be aware that the world has a creator, the world has a sustainer, that life is not random, the world wasn't created by chance. There's a goal and a purpose to all of humanity. Klal Yisrael are meant to be Mekadshei Hashem, those that bring all of humanity to that awareness, to be a Mamleches Kehanim V'Goy Kodesh, Kingdom of Priests, a holy nation. L'Havin L'Hayres Akol Aminai Naishi, to teach the world morality, to teach the world godliness. And as we say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Na'al L'Kodesh Pe'er Mekdashim, it is fitting, it is appropriate that the Holy One be sanctified by holy ones. Or in words that we're going to say here, Kadish es Shimcha Magdish es Shemecha, your name is going to be sanctified through those that sanctify your name, meaning Klal Yisrael have a role. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, made space for us to do the one thing that he can't do, bring humanity to an awareness of him. Because the moment he would do it, it would take away all free will. It would be a system overload. We couldn't take it. Therefore, Klal Yisrael, who are the ones that bear the truth that was discovered by Avraham Avinu through rational thought, the ones who experience Maimed Har Sinai, mass revelation, national prophecy, just once. Take that message, take that mission to the rest of humanity, to minister to mankind. And how do we do it? Through our actions. Through living Al Kiddush Hashem, through being willing to die Al Kiddush Hashem. Rav Ephraim Ashri in the Kovna Geta said that the correct bracha to make to those, for those Jews who are being taken out to be killed was Alpi the Shlach HaKadosh Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kedushanu V'Mitzvoseinu V'Tzivanu L'Kadesh Shmei Barabim. Bracha Al Kiddush Hashem, so similar to the bracha that we say every single day, because Rav Ephraim Ashri is telling them how to die Al Kiddush Hashem. Every single day we make a bracha on living Al Kiddush Hashem. A bracha that people should see us and say, wow, there's a God in the world. Wow. There are values that are real. Something that is higher than just our immediate sensual and physical gratification, than taking care of our animal needs and staying on the treadmill of life. There's a nation, a group of people, who are willing to put something higher than their own just physical survival and are willing to dedicate their lives to it every single day to bring honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through living by example, through refining our midas, that people should see us and come to realization there's a God in the world through coming to interact with people who behave with honesty, with integrity, with love, care and compassion. Hashem's name has to be sanctified through us. He made a space for us in this world to do that. May we be Zaycha.